With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Voters next month will decide if Montana should become the latest state to legalize the use and sale of recreational marijuana. A pair of measures to open the state's cannabis market to adults 21 and older appear on ballots. Proponents say legalizing pot would not only advance personal liberty, but also turbocharge the state's economy. Critics, however, say the risks far outweigh the potential benefits. Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports.
Dave Lewis may seem an unlikely advocate for legalization of recreational marijuana in Montana. For starters,
I don't use it. I've never used it.
Lewis served in both Montana's legislative chambers, led two executive departments, and worked as state budget director under three governors. Now retired, he's a policy advisor for New Approach Montana, the group working to legalize recreational marijuana in the state. Lewis says he knows a good deal when he sees one.
I've got to looking at it, and I came at it from the economic side, I guess, of suddenly realizing like a flash of light that, my goodness, this thing could really create a lot of jobs and certainly a lot of revenue for the state.
He's referring to Initiative 190. It establishes the foundation to begin recreational marijuana sales in Montana. All sales would include a 20% tax. It would also allow for the resentencing or expungement of marijuana-related crimes. Its companion piece, CI 118, would amend the state constitution to set the minimum buying age at 21. What if 118 fails, but the legalization initiative itself passes? Well, a spokesperson for New Approach Montana says it would only lead to a, quote, delay in implementing the policy, end quote. Both the Montana Secretary of State and Justice Departments declined to speculate on what would happen in that circumstance. New Approach Montana recently commissioned the University of Montana's Bureau of Business and Economic Research to determine retail pot's potential economic impact. UM's BBER estimates total market sales could climb to $260 million by 2026. It says pot sales would simultaneously generate over $236 million in tax revenue. Steve Zabawa isn't impressed. To him, it's
a drop in the bucket in the big picture.
Zabawa is with Wrong for Montana, the group which opposes the ballot measures. Zabawa, a longtime marijuana critic, says smokable pot and cannabis-infused edibles are now loaded with potent amounts of the psychoactive ingredient THC. He adds states that have legalized cannabis sales experience higher rates of crime, drug abuse, car accidents, and exacerbated mental health problems. According to reports that have examined these claims, where recreational marijuana is legalized, results differ state by state.
Now, if it was bringing in $1 billion, okay, maybe it's worth it. But when only brings in one little drop into the bucket and you're creating all these other ills, you know, I don't think it's worth it.
My goodness, $50 million a year is a drop? I don't think so.
Again, New Approach Montana's Dave Lewis.
If I were a new governor trying to figure out how to balance the budget, I would be real happy to see $52 million a year coming in.
Under I-190, 10.5% of tax revenue generated from recreational marijuana sales would go to the state's general fund. The rest would be placed into special revenue accounts for veteran services, healthcare, local governments, and conservation projects. That earned it an enthusiastic endorsement from four Montana public lands organizations. Those funds would be used to purchase conservation easements, support non-game wildlife state parks, as well as trails and recreation. A portion of pot sale revenue would also be set aside for substance abuse treatment programs.
It doesn't give me a great deal of comfort because, you know, the proof really is going to be in the pudding.
Lynette Kozovich is CEO of Montana's largest addiction treatment center, Billings Rimrock Foundation. Kozovich is a solid no against loosening restrictions on marijuana. She insists it's a so-called gateway drug that commonly leads people to abuse harder drugs. Kozovich says the proposal offers no specifics on how I-190's revenue would be used to help substance abuse treatment efforts.
You know, it's 67-some pages. And finally, when you get to page 39, there's merely a dozen words that addresses how the taxes will be levied to prevention and care of people. It's really hard to think anything but is this just a check mark to get some people satisfied?
Marijuana advocates point out that if Montana voters decide to legalize pot, state lawmakers will have plenty of time to hammer out revenue details during next year's legislative session. But that doesn't sway the Montana Chamber of Commerce, which in a September press release expressed its opposition to the campaign to legalize pot for recreational use. Chamber Chair Richard Miltenberger.
We had a lot of discussion internally, and it was a strong feeling that we needed to stick with our existing medical marijuana system and not open this new door.
According to Miltenberger, the chamber is partially concerned that legal recreational marijuana sales would siphon off a portion of Montanans' already limited disposable income to unhealthy habits. More than that, he's worried about possible impacts to the state's workforce.
The last thing they need is more people coming in, frankly, that are high. You know, right now there's already a bit of a problem, but it's not huge. But we hear from our colleagues in other surrounding states, Washington, Colorado, that it gets significantly worse when this door is open.
Again, New Approach Montana's Dave Lewis.
That was an amazing letter they wrote, which basically said, we just don't think the Montana workers are responsible enough to use marijuana and still get to work. My goodness, what do you think about alcohol?
Recreational marijuana critics say if cannabis is legalized, more kids will start to use the drug. The Colorado Behavioral Health Care Council's Doyle Forrestal says that was also a concern before pot hit that state's retail shelves in 2016. So according to Forrestal, were those concerns warranted?
No. In fact, the survey that the state did through the Division of Criminal Justice, just looking at youth usage and attitudes from ages 12 to 17, that they did not see an increase in youth usage.
Forrestal says tax revenue from Colorado's marijuana sales funds effective drug treatment, education, and prevention programs. She urges states thinking about legalizing cannabis to carefully analyze and plan ahead. Montana State Senator Diane Sands agrees.
I do think this is an issue we shouldn't stick our head in the sand about. I think it's one we need to confront up front and deal with. And unfortunately, we chose not to.
Montana's had a long and rocky history with pot. Voters adopted the state's first medical marijuana law in 2004. By 2011, legislators restricted the program and eventually passed a bill that they said curbed abuses by patients, providers, and even doctors. Advocates, however, called it draconian and made it next to impossible to access medical marijuana. After years of legal wrangling, voters eventually approved an initiative that reopened marijuana dispensaries. Missoula Democrat Diane Sands says lawmakers are as ill-prepared now to deal with marijuana policy as they were back in 2004. Last year, she asked the legislature to study the implications of legalizing recreational pot, and that request was promptly spiked.
There's no way that if this initiative passes, that it's going to be so clean that there's not going to be need for additional legislative consideration of related issues. And we will not have a legislature that has a depth of knowledge in the workings or issues around recreational marijuana.
Under federal law, it's listed as a Schedule I illegal substance. The RAND Drug Policy Research Center in California researches how policy can address drug-related issues. Director Bo Kilmer says reasonable people can disagree about cannabis policy.
So I think as Montana and as other places have, serious discussions about cannabis legalization, I think it's important to kind of put out there, you know, what you value and kind of what outcomes you care most about, because I just think that ultimately is going to lead to a more productive discussion.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
This is MTPR.